The House will be in order. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Friday, January 15th at 9 a.m.
Is there further business to come before the House? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hanson. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
You are at that time of day. Go ahead, Representative.
Great, it's the appropriate time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. I have to say it's been a satisfying first week. I mentioned earlier this morning, I appreciated the three committees that I attended. And I thought the committee chairs all did an excellent job, efficient job, judiciary, commerce, and agriculture, and I appreciate that. I enjoyed the governor's speech, food for thought. Obviously, there's some things I agreed with, some things I'll disagree with. The Supreme Court justice, I thought, was very enlightening. It was good to have her introduced and end on a very positive note on something that one of the good things that can happen with the government, her story, and the gentleman up in the balcony. And today, with the Major General, which actually gets into my point. Major General is obviously with the Guard, talks about security, and this morning I was asking the question about who controls the first floor. And the more I got to thinking about it, we had our, should be called anti-harassment training on Tuesday. I know your caucus went through that, and I went through that. And there's one of the slides, and I thought it was an excellent presentation. With the city of Sioux City, we have annual programs we have to do, and all my staff have to. And there's a line in there about active bystander intervention. And in our caucus, we talked a little bit about who is an active bystander. And last night, when I was living the life of a legislator in Des Moines and going out and went to Wendy's and found out I couldn't get inside for inside dining, and I didn't want to eat in my car, and then I went over to Jimmy John's, and they had to have masks, but you couldn't eat inside, and Taco John's, you couldn't eat inside. You're starting to see what my lifestyle is, Mr. Speaker. And I went to Homemakers, mask. You had to have masks to get in. And then we look at the event that we had on first floor, hundreds of people, and it's just like we need to take control of that. I mean, you can have your different ideas about mask, and I don't get that, but I don't have to. But I think we're not bystanders. We're elected officials, and we don't have to wait for a bystander to step up and say what's right or wrong. And it's about creating, if you look and go along with that presentation we had about not having a hostile workplace. And I am concerned about that. One of the things I campaigned on, quite frankly, as a taxpayer, I get tired of the state of Iowa and the taxpayers having to pay out for lawsuits, whether it's harassment over in the Senate, whether it's in the governor's office, wherever it might be, especially when those could be prevented. And I think we have a situation, I was asking Majority Leader about on the House rules, if someone could enter the House floor as a representative and not tell anybody that that person is tested positive for COVID. And it's my understanding that's possible. I think that would be reckless and irresponsible, but it's entirely possible, and I don't think there'd be any penalty for that. And I think maybe we'll have that discussion next week, but what I'm concerned about between the spreader event down on first floor, that we're creating a hostile workplace. I've got 6 feet here and everything's fine. But at some point, this is January 14th, I hope it doesn't happen. It's just gonna happen though. Somebody's gonna file a hostile workplace complaint against the people who made the decisions that would allow something like that to occur on first floor. Collectively, we control the building. And we can tell people, you have to wear masks. You can protest all you want, whatever your cause is, but you're going to wear a mask in this building. As a city facility, City of Sioux City mandated all public buildings, you had to wear a mask starting in July, right around July 29th. I run the museum. We went to that policy. And we had a couple people that kind of hemmed and hawed about it, but people are at that point. Homemakers, Wendy's, just go around, Fleet Farm, you're wearing a mask, and I give credit to the majority of the people in this body, in the House, you are too. I walk over to the Senate, it's a stark difference. But when you get down there, it's not just a hostile work environment for all of our people, but what about the guests that showed up the other day too? They come in. I just think we're walking right up, and I tell you what, I'm not gonna be part of that. My name is not gonna be enjoined on that lawsuit. The minority party was offering the amendment in committee about mandatory masks, and I get it, but the sense I got was, well, the decision's been made higher up that we're not gonna allow this. Well, whoever those people are, and I think the majority leader kind of indicated who some of the people are in those decision-making, your names are going to be the ones on the lawsuit. Unfortunately, it's going to be the taxpayers that are going to end up paying the cost. So I just want to say, it's January 14th. Hopefully, next week, we can address that more in depth. Hopefully, there will be a civil discourse on that. But I look at the numbers, you know, with all the goofy stuff that happened out in Washington, D.C. last week, and then you throw in impeachment, we kind of keeping our eye off the ball. We got a problem in Iowa. We have a problem nationally, and it's called COVID. 4,000 people nationally yesterday died in the United States. And I'm not going to rip off the numbers, but we all know about 9/11. 4,000 people just yesterday. How many people have died in Iowa? And I don't know if we're growing numb to it or what it is, but how can we look at what went on down on First Floor and go, oh, ho, hum? I don't think we can as elected leaders. So like I said, hopefully we'll have that discussion. You know, the Major General had a great point. He was talking about the Guard. His line was something effective. You have to have trust. You have to have transparency. You have to have discipline. And leaders have to have the responsibility to enforce those. We're those leaders. So let's see what we've got going forward. I just think back. I know there's a couple of people who like history here. Got one right to my right here, a history teacher. We're in a pandemic. And you go back through history, whether it's polio, you go back to smallpox, when goodly portions of the population of the United States were wiped out by smallpox, Native American population, people were wondering why, and we look back and go, why did we let that happen? Say, polio. I mean, there's a lot of fear going out there, but we know certain things, and the governor says it time after time. Social distance, 6 feet. Wash your hands. I don't advocate doing the birthday song while you're doing you'll go crazy the rest of the day. Wash your hands, hand sanitizer, mask. It just shouldn't be partisan. Like I said, I applaud everybody who has their mask on today, but we can stop this. You know, the vaccine it's here. We need to get it distributed, but until that time, we have to do our part, and we need to take control of this whole building. It's the people's building, it's our building, but we need to lead, take responsibility, and for heaven's sakes, let's put the mask on. I don't think it's asking that much. I look forward to next week. I look forward to the discussions and debates we'll have next week. I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jasper, Representative Breckinridge. What purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Thank you for the opportunity, Speaker Grassley. I just want to touch base with what I was referring to earlier today, reference the comments that we made in the well. The comment that I was referring to, wanted to address, just dealt with the subcommittee meetings and having people have the opportunity to speak at the subcommittee meetings and expressing the desire to have the two-way communications through the technology we have available. I teach through Blackboard, which is similar to Zoom. and I can mute everyone. I can select who gets to speak. I can mute them in process. We gain so much valuable information and insight within the subcommittee process, and that's the opportunity for the citizens and folks to really share their insight and input on what's going on. And I learned so much in that subcommittee process by having that back and forth, that interaction, asking questions. And having family members myself, that are of the vulnerable population and care for members of the vulnerable population that may not feel comfortable coming into a room with more than 10, 15 people because of their health condition, this would give them the opportunity to be able to speak. And being so we have the technology, it could be very helpful. And so that was the point I was wanting to make earlier today, and it was bad timing. I apologize for that point. This is the time to make that statement. I was wanting to make sure to get this in before we discuss the rules further and potentially make changes. I also want to thank Speaker Grassley for the opportunity to visit after the conversation I had in the well, and just wish we'd really give this some thought and insight as we look at the subcommittee process so that everyone can really have their voices fully heard and that we as legislators can gather that information, ask those questions, really learn about the bills so we don't wind up having some unintended consequences. So thank you for the opportunity to speak. It's an honor to serve with all of you and work with all of you, and I look forward to that this session. Thank you.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harris and Representative Winchell. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.